Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. This is the Hagman Report for today. It is Friday, May 14th, 1979. I'm not going to quit saying that because this is the 70s played all over again. Actually, it's 2021, day number 115 of America held hostage by the Communist Party, by the communists here in the United States. Day number 115 of the coup, the takeover of the United States. And that's not I'm not joking. I'm 100% serious on that. Have a great show lined up for you today. Randy Taylor and myself, we're going to be talking about a number of important issues the first hour, and then hour number two, I'm going to be joined by Dr. Ted Brower, just for the first segment, and then Austin Brower later in the segment. Before I get going any further, I do want to thank those people who have purchased In the Dark of Night. It's a great book. I've already gotten some good reviews from other authors, actually sent to me privately, In the Dark of Night. And you know what, folks, if you want to know, for example, of what some behind-the-scenes stuff with people like Craig Sawyer and Russ Dizdar, myself, okay, this kind of gives you an idea, a flavor, all right? Now, this is based on actual events, inspired by true events. And this does take place in 1987, kind of lays the foundation for what we're seeing today, and it gets into some detail. It's not graphic. I mean, I would not have a problem if someone a senior in high school read this, for example. I would not have a problem with that. All right. So it's In the Dark of Night, and it's available on Amazon in paperback as well as Kindle, or for just a limited time, you can go to HagmanStore.com, and you can I'll sign a copy and scribe it for you and send it out. Now, those books will be going out on the 17th, and because of the response, perhaps the 18th, okay, depending on how many we can, you know, process on the 17th and 18th. So there it is, In the Dark of Night, Amazon and Hagman Store. Okay, so one thing I'd ask people to do is leave an honest review. If you do purchase the book, you can go to Amazon and leave an honest review about the book, because you know there are people that do drive by and leave you know, low marks because, well, hey, we don't like the subject matter, we don't like the author. So it happens. No worries.
And you can leave a review even if you didn't purchase it from Amazon, correct?
Yes. If you do purchase it from Amazon, it does show you as a verified purchaser. So, anyway. That's the only difference, as far as I know. Anyway. All right. Randy Taylor, how are you, sir? How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's all right. Come on in, because one more announcement, but come on in, because you're...
I'm doing fantastic, sir. How are you?
Just great, as a matter of fact. Great.
It's Friday, and I'm glad it's Friday.
Oh man, I am too. It is Friday. It's Friday.
The sun is shining. It's Friday. I'm hanging out with Doug Hagman. I'm having a good day.
There you go. And yep. Yeah, the sun is shining here as well. You're not that far away from me in the States down here.
We're staring at the same sunshine.
Yeah, we are. Wasn't it staring at the same stars or something like that? Wasn't there a song like that back in the 80s? I don't know. Or same moon or whatever. It doesn't matter. But another announcement for Patreon members. Folks, this week out of because Stan had to move his the time of his Patreon meeting, this week's Patreon for this week only, okay, because on May 2nd, I was down, I was out, I was gone. Okay. I couldn't have strung two sentences together any more than I can right now. Worse, actually. And then last week was Mother's Day. So we're having our Patreon meeting this Sunday, but it's going to be at 8 o'clock PM, 8 PM Eastern time. All right. And you'll get a notice for those people on Patreon. All right. So, Randy Taylor, I'm going to just start off with a couple of things. First of all, we have a world, I believe, a world kind of spinning out of control. We've got all sorts of things. When we don't have leadership in the White House, let's hit this just for a second. When we don't have leadership in the White House, a strong leadership, because as far as I'm concerned, Susan Rice is probably running the show, Valerie Jarrett, Obama, you know, that whole Obama 2.0. Things happen internationally. You've got China acting up. You've got Russia acting up. You've got, obviously, Iran. You've got the Palestinians, you know, with Israel. So you've got a lot of stuff going on. What are your thoughts?
That is becoming quite a hotbed over there mm-hmm. with Israel and the Palestinians. I'm really surprised there hasn't been screaming condemnation from the White House about it. But Israel is pounding Palestinian positions right now, trying to take out tunnels and all. And they got tanks out there just firing. Boom, 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 boom. It's getting real close to a ground incursion there. It really is. And when that happens, the world will be screaming about poor Palestine who likes to fire rockets at Israel. Oh, another
we're
thing.
Seeing that, we're seeing yeah. that. We're seeing the screaming from the Jihad Squad, you know, the members of the Squalid Squad.
Oh, AOC. Yeah. Those people with the Palestinians, it's like the Palestinians can do no wrong. It's like Geraldo Rivera when it comes to Latin American people. They can do no wrong.
Right.
It was to be expected. You know, look at these videos.
Now watch this. This is a surgical strike by Israel taking out the Hamas headquarters. Folks, okay, now just hang on. It's not over yet. Again, this is a surgical strike as opposed to raining down rockets on schools, houses, and stores by Hamas. This is Israel now. Taken out the headquarters of Hamas. That used to be the Hamas building right there, headquarters. So that,
wow.
So, you know, I mean, people don't really, and I'm not sure, are people seeing this on the international news? I know that, like on CNN and such, are they seeing this?
I haven't seen that footage you just showed. I had not seen it. No.
It's absolutely amazing. Now, you mentioned the tunnels. Israel, you know, they go after the military targets. They leave the civilian targets alone to the best of their ability.
Mm-hmm.
And Hamas doesn't.
Right. And the thing with the Palestinians, as usual, they will put civilians at a military target.
That's correct.
They absolutely, they know how to play this game.
And
the Palestinians are really good at it.
You know something, and I've got to make this disclaimer, and it's sad that I've got to make this disclaimer every time because we have Christians who listen to this program. We understand Israel as it stands as a nation right now is not the same Israel as the Bible. As a matter of fact, in territory wise, it would be a lot bigger, but aside from that, and we understand that the Jews, certain members of certain Jews, of course, are not the Jews of the Bible. Okay, did I make that? I mean, is that you get what I'm talking about, right, Randy?
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't think it's necessary. If people are going to split hairs on that, that's fine. Regardless,
right.
Through time, these people have been God's chosen people. They've turned their back on God so many times through history, and they've paid the price. You'll go back and just go through your Bible and start anywhere you want. Every time Israel decided they were going to turn their back on God, they paid. They paid dearly.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're paying right now. Okay. As far as getting really philosophical about this and that on the Israel thing, I think we just leave it out there as a lump because you could sit there, we could tear this apart and talk about that all day long.
Sure.
You know, what you were just trying to describe, Doug. So I think our listeners are a little smarter than that. you know, I don't think they're going to split hairs with us on it. They're the two that do. Okay, great. You know, join the other ones that send me nasty emails. You know, that's fine. There's people out there that are angry because I laugh on the show.
Oh,
go figure.
Well,
I know. Some of them I read and I'm like, wow, really? Why did they hate to live with you or next door to you?
Sometimes
it must just be a load of laughs.
Yeah.
But anyway, Israel, we're seeing things heat up. I don't think it's end of times exactly. I don't think, you know, we're marching into Armageddon tomorrow. I am very concerned with Iran.
I'm more concerned with Syria, but go ahead.
Well, with Iran, the level of enrichment that they're achieving.
Oh, I believe that they're already. I don't have any proof, but I believe they're already nuclear armed.
I mean, right. We believe, and Doug, I think you and I believe that 10 or 12 years ago. Yeah. We never really buy. There's never been a true inspector report come out of the place, and they have so many places underground we know nothing about. Yep. I believe they have the nuclear material. I think what they're still working on is how to deliver it. That's just my thought.
You know, Steve Quayle and I talked about this yesterday. We were talking about A.Q. Khan, you know, the head of the flea market of nuclear proliferation back in the early part of this century, you know, from Pakistan. And he would sell to, you know, anyone. And I believe that Iran was a benefactor. And I know Dr. Jerome Corsi wrote Atomic Iran, and it was his position, I believe, and if I'm wrong, but from memory, that, you know, that Iran was already nuclear capable. So, yeah, and maybe the perfecting the delivery system and getting
well, that, and I know I shared this with you many, many years ago, the FSA reports and all. We were looking at reports from back in the 80s regarding Iran and North Korea. And I'll be honest with you, from the reports that I was reading, which you can't find anywhere today, I've got them saved in PDF somewhere in my towers. But these people were already nuclear armed. They were trading this stuff back and forth. This whole hoax of the nuclear talks and all with Iran is just that. It's a hoax. They're up to no good. They've been up to no good. They've got underground bases. You know, we think we know where they're all at. I don't think we know all of them, I'll be honest with you. And we certainly don't know what's going on inside of the ones that we do know about.
Yes.
You know, I mean, what, are we going to take their word for it? Oh, no, you know. And in the background is John Kerry and people like that. And which that's bothered me for years, Doug. How did John Kerry operate all these years without a license, speaking on behalf of the U.S., undermining the U.S., undermining anything that sanctions we put on Iran, anything we've done to force Iran into compliance, Kerry's been undermining, and nobody's done a thing about it.
Oh, yeah.
Even while Trump was president, he was still out there running his gums.
You know, you're 100% right. Go ahead.
Well, and then, you know, we also know that he married the Kerry family is married in to some powerful family in Iran. I don't know all the details because it hasn't really come across my desk, but didn't his daughter, I'm not sure who his daughter married, but she married somebody pretty high up over there, Kerry's daughter.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm not going to expound on it because I really haven't, it hasn't been that first and foremost with me.
I'm looking at my notes. I do have a file on John Kerry, and
a few people have files on John Kerry.
Well, you know, reference file for discussions like this. And I just pulled it up here, and I'm trying to find the family connection. Of course, you know, Kerry, the Heinz family, Chris Heinz, Kerry's stepson, and Hunter Biden, and all of that, in addition to the family connections with an Iranian, I'll say diplomat. I'm not sure what level of. I'm not sure,
If we're sitting there and we're even talking with Iran about things, then that's putting us, in my opinion, as an enemy of Israel.
Yes.
I mean, we need to be firm. We need to be firm with Iran. We don't talk. We dictate in that case. This is what I like how Trump always handled Iran. Plain and simple. And when he took out that Iranian general, I was thrilled.
And compare that, yeah, and compare that to today. You know, now we're acquiescing to the Iranian, really blackmail. So,
yeah.
You know, yeah. It's never going to end well. I don't believe this is going to end well under this regime, which brings me to something. Now, this is a little bit out of order. Okay. But this brings me to, something that we talked about prior to the showtime. And folks, if you can, if you don't mind, go to HagmanReport.com. Mm-hmm. This is earlier in the week this came out. And this is a letter by the generals, retired generals, retired flag officers to be precise. Open letter from retired generals and admirals. Our nation is in deep peril. And if you click, if you go through every one of those points, the foreign policy, the national security issues, you know, China being the threat, but also the re-engaging in the flawed Iran nuclear deal is a big issue with them. So, mm-hmm. You know, folks, read this letter. The 317 flag officers that signed this letter are very concerned about our nation, and Iran is a big part of it. And you're right. And the Middle East stuff is a big part of it. Yeah.
And it makes you wonder, too, what pool they draw all this from, because when Trump was president, they had letters from generals and people that didn't like the way Trump was doing things. So I'd be curious. I would really like to see who all signed it, who all signed the other letters. A retired military guy, though, you know, a general especially, would have a bird's eye view that we don't have.
Correct.
Of exactly how dangerous Iran can be. That's a very dangerous, that's a dangerous country. The people there, the people of Iran, I like. I think they're good people. I think it's just terrible leadership. And basically, the Iranian people are being held hostage. Well, they really are.
And I showed that picture of Biden's, you know, that queer picture with Biden's and Jimmy and Rosalind Carter. You saw that, right? I mean, that
looked like Taylor
wax.
Yeah, from the Lollipop Guild or something.
And so, you know, that brought back memories, and that's why I say, and there it is on your screen, folks, in case you haven't seen it. I mean, first of all, why?
That's freaky.
Yeah. Just why? 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 And second,
I don't know.
You know, Jimmy ain't looking too good there. All right. Anyways.
No, they should just park him in a cabin somewhere with a bag of peanuts and let him sit there and slobber down the front of his shirt. Cause he's, as far as politics, he's pointless.
Right.
Even when he was able to speak and viable, he was pointless.
Well, he's good at building houses. Okay. You know,
Habitat for Humanity. I will give him that, but that's all I'm giving him.
Yeah. That's the only thing. Because remember back in 79, November 10th, the hostage, the 444 days, mm-hmm. 52 American hostages, the Iranians, you know, the Shah can't come here. And then of course, back in February of 79 is when the, Ayatollah had, moved from Paris into celebratory, march into Iran. And so everything changed, and we had the second gas crisis in the late 70s under Carter's watch. That picture, what are we seeing today? Kind of like a replay of the late 70s in a sense with Iranian foreign policy and in Iran.
Biden is Carter's aborted fetus, really. nothing good really out other than Habitat for Humanity, like you said, came out of the Carter years.
Ouch. That's
and the whole Iranian thing was handled wrong. The Iranian crisis, the hostage crisis, was the reason I joined the military. I was an idealistic young man.
Yep.
And I wanted to go and get our people.
And I'll tell you what, folks, just so you know, so everyone knows, Randy Taylor does have a very, very interesting background. Okay, I'm not going to get into it. But very interesting military.
But that's what I wanted to do, you know, because I was just a kid, you know, and I was ready to go. I wanted nothing more than to march into Iran and get our people back. And that's just, I still feel the same way anytime anybody has done something to an American or threatens to do anything to an American. I love my countrymen.
Yeah, yeah. That brings me to another point that I'm not prepared to talk about, but remember, it wasn't Operation Desert Eagle or something. It had a name like that. I think it was in April of 1980, an attempt to rescue the hostages. Yes. And the helicopter.
That was a dismal failure.
Yeah.
You have to be real careful when you combine different forces, like Marines, Army. You really have to be careful when you send them in an operation like that. There's in each one of the militaries, if you served in the military, you know this, there's a different mindset, almost philosophical differences on how to do battle. And I think that was some of the problem in that particular event. Yeah. But it was a very embarrassing and humiliating disaster out in the desert.
And I should say, I stand corrected, it was Operation Eagle Claw. Operation Eagle Claw, and that was April 24th of 1980, and I remember that because it was just right around my birthday, and I was thinking, boy, I'll tell you what, you know, we're going to be going to war here,
that was the feeling back then too, Doug. You just hit it on the head. We're like, we're going to go to war, because literally, it was a couple of months later I joined the military.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was the feeling of the United States. And that's back when we used to all get together and stand together and stand, you know, beside each other as a country, not what you're seeing today. It's not the same country today.
No, it's not. And you know, again, to reminisce, if you will, but I mean, history, you know, it was just 4 years before that on July 4th of 1976 when Israel went into the Entebbe airport and, Idi Amin, what country was
Adada.
That? Yeah, what country was that? That was, anyway, at the Entebbe airport and rescued, the hostages there and lost, of course, Benjamin Netanyahu lost his brother
he had another failed Palestinian attempt.
Yeah, yeah. But it was, you know, so, The time, I don't know.
Uganda.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
I've only seen that movie, like, you know.
Another impressive operation by the IDF.
Yeah, actually, that was something.
You don't play. People underestimate Israel. They're underestimating Israel right now. And yeah. I think Israel has the right to do whatever Israel has to do to bring peace to that region.
Right. Right. I do as well.
If that's flattening everything out in sight, then so be it. I'm not going to sit over here and armchair quarterback Israel. Won't do it.
Well, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's just like we have the right as a country. Israel's a sovereign country.
Well, yes, yes. In fact, they made sacrifices.
Right. Yep.
But it's going to be interesting to see the comments based on this, because people are going to say, well, you know, you've got the Israel is occupying territories that it's not theirs, and I would argue otherwise.
Yeah, but that's like me occupying my backyard. I mean, come on.
Right. And, of course, we know about the attack on USS Liberty. So, I mean, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand the politics of it and the biblical implications. So, folks, I guess this is just a conversation about current events as opposed to.
Yeah, we're not. You know, nothing's changed here. You know, yeah. At the end of the day, they're still God's chosen people.
No, yeah. The Jewish people.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
As far as, yeah, and it's just like, you know, when we say Israel gets painted with a broad brush, we know what we're saying.
Right.
I think you know what we're saying.
We're not talking about Zionists. We're not talking about Zionists.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. There you go. All right. Absolutely.
All right. Wow. And no, Zionists do not equate with Jewish nationalists. So stop it. Okay. All right. Moving on.
Like I said, you could talk for hours about this.
Yes. Literally. Yes. And you know what? It's sad that you've got to dance around this. It really is sad. And yes, we know about the Israelis who danced on 9/11. I get that. I understand that. But were they, you know, look, once again,
when they drift from God, they get punished. That's between them and God.
All right. Now let's talk about, Warren Wilhelm, shall we?
Yeah, my boy.
yeah. Bill de Blasio. Your favorite cousin, Bill de Blasio, Warren Wilhelm. Folks, have you seen this public service? I don't know. You know what? I don't even know how to describe it. So let's watch it together. And here it is. This is about the jab, the Fauci NIH CDC jab. Go ahead and play it, Eric.
Did you say free fries when you get vaccinated? I got vaccinated. You're saying I could get this? You delicious fries? Wait a minute. But there's also a burger element to this. I want you to look at this and think about, again, some people love hamburgers, some don't. Really want to respect all ways of life. But if this is appealing to you, just think of this when you think of vaccination. Vaccination. I'm getting a very good feeling. We really, really need to get everyone vaccinated. So keep watching, keep joining in. Choose the thing you love. Choose the incentive that moves you and come on out and get vaccinated.
2 weeks from tonight, on Wednesday, May 26, we will announce the winner of a drawing of all those 17-year-olds and under who have been vaccinated, and the winner will receive a full 4-year scholarship.
Watch the signer.
To any one of our state universities. 2 weeks from tonight, on May 26, we will announce a winner of a separate drawing for adults who have received at least their first dose of the vaccine. This announcement will occur each Wednesday for 5 weeks, and the winner each Wednesday will receive $1 million. Some of you are now shaking your head and say, that Mike DeWine, he's crazy. This million-dollar drawing idea of yours is a waste of money. But truly, the real waste at this point in the pandemic, when the vaccine is readily available to anyone who wants it, the real waste is a life that is lost now to COVID-19.
Thanks for being with us. Why this incentive?
You know, I've been thinking every day, what can we do to increase the number of people who are getting the vaccine? And just decided that this might be something that would kind of persuade some people.
Krispy Kreme Donuts is making its famous glazed donut a reward for getting vaccinated.
We decided we would give everyone a free donut any day, every day if they want, between now and the end of the year, just for showing us their vaccination card.
Krispy Kreme is not the first company to make COVID-related offers. New Jersey gym owner is offering free memberships to people who don't get the vaccine. Others are offering those who are vaccinated discount beer, popcorn, or arcade tokens.
Thank you, courtesy of the Daily Caller. All right, let's start off.
Can't wait to get my hamburger. Oh, man. Hope they got hot dogs.
Yeah, where are the burgers coming from?
Some burger restaurant.
Yeah, it was on the side. I don't know, and I'm certainly not going to give them any business.
Are any of the national chains involved in this? Anybody?
I don't know. I don't know. I just happened to see that, and at first I thought I really thought it was a parody initially, and.
Anything that comes out of de Blasio, you think is a parody.
And yeah, so.
As ridiculous as this is a great sign because that peak of people that have gotten the vaccine has gone down and nobody else is getting it, no matter what.
Yeah, sites are empty. A lot of sites are empty.
Oh, yeah. schedule an appointment for your vaccine. All the appointments will be open because nobody's doing it.
But Randy Taylor, have you ever heard of a, because you went through the swine flu of the 70s, as I did.
Yeah, you better include yourself in there.
Yeah, I'm older than you. Although I'm better looking. Seriously, like folks, who looks
that.
Older?
I like how you slid that in there.
I'm giving it to Randy for the beard.
Well, yeah. Eric the Tech hides behind his hair. So, but you lived through the, you know, the whole swine flu thing. And do you ever, or you've lived enough years, have you ever remembered any kind of giveaway to incentives for people to take a jab?
Well, I remember in basic training getting a hydraulic gun put in both shoulders, and it's like, I don't even remember how many. It was like 30-some vaccinations.
Yeah, we're going to send you over bang, bang. And
oh, yeah. But, I mean, they had vaccinations for diarrhea in Mexico. I mean, it was everything. But, you know, and I never gave vaccinations a lot of thought up until that moment when my arms both hurt very badly. And even after that, I've never been big on running down to get a vaccine. I, for health reasons, used to get the flu vaccine because my doctor recommended it, and there's a certain amount of trust between myself and my doctors. And especially with some of my underlying.
But that has a dead virus or the dead, dead virus in it.
Yes.
Okay. So it's not an mRNA jab.
This is totally different, but still sold under the same package. You needed to stay alive, you know, right, to fight off this and that. I quit doing the flu shot years ago, primarily because I didn't like some of the ingredients that I saw on some of the labels.
And that's why you're probably still alive today, in my view, but.
Influenza. And then I look at all the weird health problems that I do have, and I wonder, you know, do I attribute some of it to that? I don't know. I know since I quit getting an annual flu shot, I haven't had the flu. Where every time I did get the shot, for some reason, my body reacted, I guess, differently to it. And I would end up very sick during the winter months, to the point that chronic bronchitis,
yes,
things like that, yes. No, and pneumonia. And the funny thing is, since I quit doing the flu shots, and folks, bear in mind, I smoked for 40 years. I quit smoking about 5 years ago. I smoked for 40 years, so.
Come on in.
Yeah. I know I'm behind the gun health-wise on a lot of things, but the flu shot knocked me every winter for a loop. I would be down for about a week when I quit doing the flu shot. I never had a problem after that with the annual flu season.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've heard that.
How hokey is that? Because it's a dead virus they're putting in your arm. So I can't really answer that question. I'm not a doctor.
I'm not
a scientist.
No. But one thing I will say about this litany they're not vaccines. Jabs of death, in my view. I really believe, based on everything I've researched or heard, read, watched, Randy Taylor, I believe the people like Warren Wilhelm or de Blasio, the Bill Gates, the people who want depopulation. I think obviously this is their goal. And I think that the delusion of so many people, and tell me if you could not convince me today. I don't care. I wouldn't, if you offered me $1 million to get that jab, I wouldn't get that jab. Okay. I just wouldn't do it.
I just think it's kind of premature. That's my problem with it, is it's very premature in its development. Also, the government wants me to do it.
And that's, that's it.
And the latter being the biggest red flag for me. The government wants me to do it. I have yet for the government to propose anything to me that worked out to be in my best interest. I haven't seen it yet. I mean, seriously, name something. I can't. I mean, I might give them the fluoride in the water was okay because our teeth are considerably better than the people in the country.
Oh, you just opened up a big can of worms.
Yes, I did. That's fine. But
No.
And I'm sorry. I'm going to stand. Okay.
Let's wrestle now.
Okay.
But no. Because fluoride treatments are one thing. Okay, you could take toothpaste or not toothpaste, but
I know you're talking about in school when they put it in our mouth in the hallway and make us sit there for half hour.
But
I just look at the people in the countries where they didn't put any fluoride in the water. Their teeth are horrible.
But are they horrible because of our bodies lack fluoride, or is that because of eating too much crap and not brushing your teeth? Okay.
I think most of our health problems, Doug, that we face in the world today, and mine especially, because I've really sat down and put a lot of thought into this because I have a lot of issues, health issues.
Yeah, you do.
I really firmly believe it has more to do with preservatives that we've been using in our foods.
I agree with
you. Then any other thing. I mean, if you gave me and you said list 10 items, 10 areas that are of concern, I'd have to put the preservatives in our food as one of my top concerns, which now is why I'm totally fresh food. A good rule, and a friend of mine told me this, was if it's got a label, don't buy it.
Pretty much. And Ted Brewer is a great advocate of this, of clean eating. Eat clean, okay?
Yeah.
And that's
it's more expensive. It's more trips to the grocery store because you got to keep fresh food in the house constantly. But fresh produce, fresh fruits, there's just a lot of things you can do to get away. I mean, if you take a can of corn, for instance, pop that thing, and you were to pour that liquid into a glass – and take a sip, just a sip of that, and then spit it out. What would you taste?
Oh, salt.
Salt.
Yeah.
Salt is not doing anything positive. In that kind of quantity, it's not doing anything positive. My advice to everybody, if you're using canned food like that, I'd rinse it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, absolutely. And most I'm an
people
advocate
don't,
of,
though. Yeah.
But I'm an advocate of canned food. I'll get it. No, I'm an advocate.
It's a busy day at the Taylor household.
I guess it is. I love it because next we're gonna hear from your pup. Let's see if
He's around here somewhere. Oh, Dougie's big.
My lady's laying over there. She's snoring actually. So, anyway,
I miss the old girl.
Yeah. But, yesterday, I'm a big advocate of people having canned food stored because, man, things are going to get rough, food shortages. Yeah, but, yeah, rinse, mm-hmm. rinse the stuff.
Just rinse it off. It takes a second. Throw it in a colander and rinse it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's what we do.
You're not totally cleansing it, but you're sure you're going to knock about 80 to 90% of that out of it.
That's right.
And that's personally because I have to look. I have diabetes. I've got high blood pressure. You know, I've got all kinds of issues. And I have to go back through life and go, okay, where did I go wrong? I was always healthy exercise wise. I've always been fairly active. I've been in construction. Yep. So I, you know, boom, boom, boom. I know I have a lot of hours logged in sitting on my butt. I got that. Okay. But I'm not a big fat guy either. You know, I'm not. But I have to point it to preservatives. I really do.
I would make you prove it and have you stand up, but I know that you're not wearing any pants. So,
well, there's that, man. Come on. We want to keep the radio. We want to keep our audience out there. Not scare them away. If I stood up in my boxer shirts, you gentlemen out there would feel a lot better about yourselves.
There you go.
I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't laugh on the show. Thank you.
Yes, Eric, I stand chastised. I'm sorry.
You're the one. You're the one.
He's using fake email addresses and sending me these emails.
Yeah,
that's right. I know. You know, it's Friday.
Betty Boop Friday21@gmail.com.
Yes. I love Fridays on this show. We get to lighten up a little bit.
Actually, with the heavy news week that we've had, you know, it's, yeah, it's good to share a laugh. And you know what, folks, if you can't laugh and if you can't smile and if you can't smell the flowers and take a walk with the dog, man, you know, what are you doing? You know,
we're facing a lot of people, but at the same time, you need to sit down every day and thank God for what you do have.
Amen to that.
Thank God for what you do have. We're able to sit here and at least talk about these problems. We're able to air our laundry. We are able to do so because there's a lot of places in the world. If we were doing what we're doing, Doug and I would be taken out and shot.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not there yet, but well, we still have some things.
And that's why that letter, I think, from the flag officers is so important. And you brought up a good point, because when President Trump was in office, you had the intelligence agencies, you know, actually even Tom Ridge.
Yeah.
Okay, you and I sat in his driveway. you remember that? All right. But Tom, you know,
that is duly noted in our file, sir. Somewhere. Well, there's a few other addresses.
Yeah. And you know, I was in the back of it. Never mind. I can't say that on air because I will probably get taken away. All right. So, but look, I understand that both sides, politically speaking, both sides are, you know, but maybe that's the issue. The left is for Marxism. The right is for conservative values. And there's no middle ground here.
No, middle ground. Last time we saw middle ground was probably where I really strongly remember middle ground was in the 70s. The late 70s, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd even give it probably into the Reagan era, the first Reagan administration.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you that. Yeah. But since then, no, it's far left, far right.
Yep.
There is, I mean, and there's some of your older folks, the older generations, you find more of the middle ground. You really do. But the younger, and it's extreme. And I think what bothers me the most is we get into this party lines. My wife pointed something out to me that she wasn't solid of anything as far as political party. She always voted for what she felt was best. And that could fall on either side. Those days are gone.
That's true, because obviously we saw what happened with Liz Cheney, you know, the Republican. Republican and Democrat, no longer. It's now patriots and really anti-patriots, in my view. Anyway.
Yes, yes. I'm surprised. Yeah, and the anti-patriots, the anti-Americans.
Yeah,
anti-Americans. I'm surprised at what we see in the legislative houses, like the squad you mentioned earlier down the phone. They've been, you know, not as mouthy lately. You know, I think Pelosi reeled them in a little bit, but I can't believe that those people sit there occupying legislative seats in the United States legislative houses and speak so poorly about this country.
You know where I think it began?
That floors me.
I agree, but I also think it began, at least in this iteration, with the Congressional Black Caucus, which is admittedly the Democratic Socialist, or as we know them, the Socialist / Communist, but the Democratic Congressional Black Caucus. That's where I think it really began in earnest.
It could, yeah. There wasn't really anybody in the caucus that I really cared for. Some of the mouthier people from that group. And then you had like your guys like Cummings and all that. I hate to say it, they're gone, but I don't really see any kind of loss.
No.
As far as being a benefit as a legislator to the United States, if you're sitting there stirring up racial issues, I just don't think you're helping. We're in such a bad area race wise because that's what everybody's focused on. Why don't we try focusing on something else? You know, the racism that everybody screams is there isn't really there. I was watching last night. It was Mississippi Burning.
Okay.
Yep. I sat down and watched that movie last night with my daughter because it's part of history. And that's a movie that I wanted to sit down and watch with her because she'd have questions. Things used to be a whole lot worse. And we came out of that bringing people to equality. Now, where we have the inequality, in my opinion, it's perceived inequality. It's only perceived. It's not proven.
Perceived?
Perceived on the...
It's manufactured. It's manufactured. Illusion.
Well, it is manufactured, but when they see this manufactured illusion, they then perceive themselves as persecuted, as being biased against. There's nobody out there, but you know what? Black, white, yellow, it doesn't matter. You want a job, go get a job. There's nobody's going to not hire you because you're black. There's nobody not going to hire you because you're Asian. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Unless you're trying to get a job as a receptionist at a Klan office, okay? I don't see a real big issue as far as going out and getting a job. I have worked.
Where's your local Klan office at? Yeah. I'm sorry. I just wanted to know.
Wicked visual. Yeah, they don't put the big sign out front. But, you know, I sit there and I look at it and I look at all the jobs and occupations and different things I've done in my life. Also as an employer, having been in management, I have hired and fired thousands of people in my life, not hundreds. Literally thousands. Okay. I don't understand this racial thing that everybody screams about.
Well, if you don't understand it, then you must be a racist.
I must be a white supremacist, bad boy.
Yeah.
I don't see. And that's another thing I don't get. There's, the intelligence community and Homeland Security is still claiming that the biggest threat in the United States to our national security is white supremacy.
Beautiful, beautiful timing. Guess what we have for you folks? Band video. Alex Jones, actually, John Baum did a great, great video report. It's about, I think it's about 3 minutes, or it's about 5 minutes in length, if that. Let's watch, because this is DHS and the Attorney General. They're targeting patriots. And, folks, if you haven't seen this, it's what Randy Taylor just said. Watch this.
Pay attention.
The power mad on the Hill had a big sit down in both chambers. They had to get to the bottom of the radical domestic terrorism sweeping the country.
The horror of domestic violent extremism is still with us.
You can call it a riot or resurrection. This man died while he was in the middle of this attack on our Capitol.
I can't wait until black people lynch white people.
No, not that radicalism. Haven't you heard? Black Lives Matter and Antifa firing guns into innocent citizens' cars is the new peaceful protest.
The ideological outlook of the individual committing these alleged crimes is not important to the Department of Justice. But what resources has the department dedicated to identifying and prosecuting the individuals responsible for the violent acts last summer that were aimed at institutions like courthouses and police stations?
As you might expect, I know more about the resources we're putting into January 6th because most of those resources have been put in on my watch during the time I've been here.
An Asian American viciously beaten on a New York City subway. NYPD officials say they're still investigating whether it's a hate crime.
The J train beating is brutal. Fists flew both ways until they didn't. Eventually, an Asian man passes out after getting punched. Choked.
Tonight, to a story you saw first on 2, a woman is now charged with a hate crime in connection with an attack on the owner of a beauty supply store. Keandra Young is one of two customers accused of assaulting Jung Kim on St. Patrick's Day.
Another suspect slammed a 71-year-old grandmother to the ground, yanking her purse so hard that the strap broke off. And here, this one is really disturbing. A 91-year-old man shoved so hard, knocked to the ground.
Oh, no, not the overwhelming black on Asian hate crimes. They're still trying to brand that as white supremacy.
I don't doubt that to some extent the COVID virus has increased hostility or resentment or racist attitudes among some white people. However, in the most horrific attacks that we've seen on video, widely available to the public, time and time again, the attackers are not white. What the Democrats or the far left have done, actually quite effectively in the past year or so, is to libel former President Trump for something that the Democrats themselves actually are very much guilty of.
No. Congress and the intelligence community have had their sights set on a scourge threatening their precious corporocratic country club for decades, patriotic Americans.
Unfortunately, the horror of domestic violent extremism is still with us. Indeed, the FBI assessed that 2019 was the deadliest year for violent domestic extremism since 1995. In March of this year, the intelligence community, in a report drafted by DHS, the FBI, and the National Counterterrorism Center, under the auspices of the Director of National Intelligence, assessed that domestic violent extremists pose a elevated threat in 2021.
Racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists are the most likely to conduct mass casualty attacks against civilians, and anti-government or anti-authority violent extremists, specifically militia violent extremists, are the most likely to target law enforcement, government personnel, and government facilities.
I'm placing you under arrest for the future murder of Sarah Mark.
As Minority Report becomes reality, the Department of Homeland Security plans to launch a warning system to detect domestic terrorism threats by gathering and analyzing intelligence on public social media posts and making predictions on future actions.
And so what we are doing is dedicating analysts to understanding the narratives that are being communicated on the social media platforms and identifying linkages between those narratives and indicators of intention to commit violent acts.
So rather than deal with real international terrorism threatening our open borders, our tax dollars will go to an intelligence community morphing into Silicon Valley.
It is a very, very important constitutionally, as a matter of constitutional law, that we both protect and safeguard individuals' right of speech and right of assembly. Yet we address with all our law enforcement capabilities those who really predicate acts of violence on false narratives and dangerous ideologies.
And as the madness ensues, free speech itself has now become a political prisoner. John Bound reporting.
All right, there, we can cut that off. Now, there's two things, and I'm going to turn the rest of the time over to you, pretty much. Okay, so two things. Going back to that letter by the 317 flag officers, all right, saying that right now we have enemies within our own government acting against patriots, acting against people who are constitutional conservatives, who are Christian conservatives. And then we have this. John Bound did a great, great report there. So there's that. And now I'm going to take people back very quickly to 2013 when I wrote, when I met with a DHS insider, and I met with this individual in Washington D.C. on a couple of occasions, several occasions actually. And, he said, look, you've got no idea what the Obama regime is doing, weaponizing the intelligence agencies against American citizens, and they want a civil war. So, and I was, you know, Glenn Beck read my report on his show, and I was taken to task by many people for writing that and saying, oh, that's just, you know, whoever your source is, that's a figment of Doug's imagination. Well, you know, look, okay, so look at it today. Maybe the timing wrong. Maybe we had the timing wrong. But Randy Taylor, I mean, so where are we at now? I mean, and I'll forgive you for the fluoride remark, and no worries. But I'm kidding. Where are we at today, brother?
I guess what really bugs me is the stupidity of what we just heard coming out of those two men's mouths in that video that we're testifying in, whatever that committee was. That there, you look at, let's look at the six. They keep going back to the six. What happened on the sixth is peanuts compared to what Antifa and Black Lives Matter have done to this country for the last several years. Peanuts.
Yep.
Nothing. And they're only angry in D.C. because they didn't get to make whatever happened to their manufactured thing on the 6th. They didn't get to make it as bloody and as violent as they wanted to against the conservatives. If they had their way, they would open fire, shooting into the crowd. This whole thing was manufactured. And all this testimony that these guys are giving about the dangerous extremist, okay, they've been letting the actual dangerous extremists operate for years, calling them Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and giving them a pass. It's not the conservatives. We're not the ones out in the street burning down, attacking. We're not. That's not us. And to say they are, you're a bold-faced liar. And both those men were lying. And if that's what they honestly believe, neither one of them deserve a paycheck. Because they're idiots. Right. This is totally manufactured. The only thing they said that was right was that neo-Nazism is as dangerous as ISIS. And that's because they're the ones practicing the neo-Nazi.
There it is.
So, yes, they did get that part right. They ratted themselves out with that statement.
Yep.
Because what we're seeing out of our DHS is more like any and our government agencies, FBI, DHS, all of them, they're like the FSB of old,
right?
Like the KGB of old, where, you know, they snatched you off the street. You know, Lord knows what happened to you. They're being used as a political tool. DHS should not be a political tool. Period. It's Department of Homeland Security.
The FBI.
It should be. Yeah. It should. All of these should be neutral.
Right.
They should slap handcuffs on a Democrat as fast as they'd slap them on a Republican. This is baloney. They are taking their directives from the White House and we're being lied to. And ladies and gentlemen, I've enjoyed being here with you today. Thank you for supporting the program. And please continue to support it. Those of you on Patreon, I'll join in on the call Sunday night.
You better. I'm going to call you up and harass you if you don't. No, I appreciate you. Randy Taylor, I appreciate your analysis. And I got to tell you, folks, Randy Taylor has walked the walk, and he does talk the talk, but he's walked the walk. And I respect him for that. A true patriot, indeed. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk later on.
God bless you.
All right. Folks, stand by for hour number two coming right up. You're listening to the Hagmann Report right here on the Global Star Radio Network. Stay with us. This is the Hagmann Report for today. It is Friday. It is Friday, May 14th, 2021. I always say, or was going to say 1979, but you get the idea, folks. And thank goodness for Fridays, right? You like Fridays? I like Fridays. Don't forget, folks, Patreon meeting 8 p.m. Eastern this Sunday. All right. We had to change it from 7 to 8 Sunday Eastern. That's 8 p.m. Eastern time because of, we didn't want to encroach on Stan Deo's Patreon meeting, and because we had obviously had to move it from the 2nd of May because of my illness, and then Mother's Day was last week, so we're doing it this week. So 8 p.m. on Sunday. Also, hey, folks, again, if you're just tuning into this hour, In the Dark of Night is out. It's available on Kindle, It's available on Amazon in either Kindle or paperback formats. It's In the Dark of Night. I think it's pretty doggone good. I've got a lot of good reviews on it. It's been purchased by people in 6 different countries already. It's been officially out for about a week. And you can go to HagmanStore.com for a limited number of copies that I'll sign and inscribe. And I say limited numbers because we only have so many books that have come here on the first printing. So there it is. It's In the Dark of Night. And they will start shipping on the 17th of May, which is this coming Monday. All right. I have a great, great hour lined up for you. And a very special treat this opening this hour is Dr. Ted Brower. We haven't heard from Ted Brower in a long time. He hasn't been with me. It's been Austin. But for the first segment here, Ted Brower is going to be stopping in to say hello and impart some important knowledge. Ted, how are you, sir?
Doug, I'm doing great, bud. I'm so blessed to be back on your show again. And contrary to all the rumors, you and I have not had a falling out. You and I are doing great. You're one of my best friends, and I just feel that Austin does a great job on your show. So I pretty much let him run it. But today I wanted to kind of talk to you about something. And I want to talk to you about 2 particular products, and you'll understand why when I talk about them.
Okay.
And I want everybody to pay really close attention. First one is N-acetylcysteine. Really important you understand this product needs to be pharmaceutical grade. It needs to be really well tested. It's a really good product. I'm not making any claims on this product. Oh. I'm just telling you it's really good for lung tissue.
Say it slow, brother.
N-acetylcysteine, or sometimes some people pronounce it N-acetylcysteine. And it's a really good product. I take 2 of these twice a day. Now, there's a reason I do that. There's another product that I'm going to tell you about right now, and I'm going to read you a review here in a minute, and you're going to understand why I'm giving you these 2 products, but I'm not making any claims. This one is nitric oxide. It's called HGH Stimulate. It helps to increase nitric oxide in the cells, and it also helps to increase libido, and it helps to maintain vascular integrity. It also helps with the production of human growth hormone in the body to help burn body fat, and it kind of acts like a natural Viagra in men. Now, you say, why are you telling me these 2 products? Well, I'm not making any claims on these products whatsoever, but I've got to talk to you about something real quick. A few weeks ago, one of our family members got very, very sick with spike proteins. Now, we don't know how in the world they got affected with spike proteins. We don't even know how these people that are being vaccinated are shedding spike proteins. But I came on your show a year ago, and I warned everybody the biggest problem we were going to have with COVID was going to be the shedding of the vaccines. And, of course, this COVID injection that they're giving you, this RNA injection, is not a vaccination by any means. It rewrites your cells and tells your body to start manufacturing spike proteins. And when it does that, your body starts to think that these spike proteins are naturally occurring in the body. It won't produce antibodies against it. Now, here's what one study showed. They tried to use basically ferrets and cats in the study. And every single cat that was given these spike proteins, given this virus, every single ferret that was given the virus died of sepsis. Now, how does that happen? Well, it's interesting. When you take a spike protein and you inhale it, you aspirate it, or you inject it into a person, it attacks what's called endothelial cells, which are the blood lining cells around the inside of the blood vessels of the heart, the lungs, the intestinal tract. And when it does that, it can cause lesions in them. And when it causes lesions of the one, particularly in the intestinal tract, what it can do, it can cause a leaky gut. This leaky gut can cause food from the intestinal tract and from the colon to get into the body cavity, causing sepsis. Now, every single animal that was tested in this study died of sepsis that was given spike proteins. All of them. 100% of the test subjects died. Well, suddenly they decide, let's forego the testing on animals. Let's give people injections of this stuff. And suddenly we have tens of thousands of women all over the country that are having problems with their periods. We've got men that are experiencing erectile dysfunction. We have all types of people with lung issues, like there's a very heavy feeling in the chest and they can't breathe, they can't catch their breath. And now we're starting to find out that these spike proteins, in my opinion, this is my opinion, may be affecting humans in a really negative way, just like it did the laboratory animals. Now, here's the problem that they have. With the laboratory animals, they don't have what's called gut microbe. The gut microbe inside of our intestinal tract produces antibodies for us when we're exposed to different viral loads. Animals don't have that. So when they get infected with this stuff, they don't really have a natural defense against it. So my friend, He caught the COVID from the whatever spike proteins, got deathly ill. His wife caught it, got deathly ill. Their two children caught it. They got really, really sick. And the dog caught it. And the dog died. The dog died of sepsis. Just thought I'd mention that. Now you're going to say, and your listeners will say, well, you don't know if it was caused. Well, you're right, I don't. I just know that's one of the side effects of spike proteins. So we don't know if the dog died of sepsis. Oh, that's right. We do know the dog did die of sepsis. That's right. We had the blood tested. Oh, that's right. We did, didn't we? And so I want you guys to know that we had the blood tested. It was filled with bacteria. He was septic and he died of sepsis, and we had to put the animal down. There was no hope. There was no recovery for him. Now, I said this to Eric. I'm going to put this up on the screen. You guys can see it. I've tried to pull this back up, and it's been kind of, I can't really get it back up on the internet, but I made a copy of it. And what it says, SARS-CoV-2 spike protein impairs endothelial function via down regulation of ACE2. This is from Circulation Research. It was published on March the 31st, 2021. It just came out. There we go. There's it right there. You guys have found it. That's good. Now, I'm going to read you part of it, and I'm going to try to interpret it to you. The SARS-CoV-2 acute respiratory syndrome coronavirus infection relies on the binding of spike proteins, spike glycoproteins, to ACE angiotensin-converting enzymes, which triggers mitochondrial reactive oxygenation production shift, and it injures the lung tissue. Promotes lung injury by decreasing the levels of ACE2. Now, let's turn the page. This is really important on the second page. This is super, super important. Furthermore, complementary increased and decreased phosphorylation of ENOS. This is nitric oxide. Oh, by the way, this product just so happens to massively increase nitric oxide. That's the HGH stimulate. It basically says they have a massively decreased amount of nitric oxide being produced. And these changes of the PACE, ACE2, ACE2, MD, M2 expression activity in endothelium were recapitulated because they did it first on hamsters and caused massive damage to their lung tissue. And then they did it with cells, and they said that the cells were rescued by N-acetylcysteine. You see it there at the bottom. N-acetylcysteine, it was rescued by that. Now, you think, wow, well, you know, N-acetylcysteine has been used for many, many, many decades. It's one of the primary treatments for Tylenol poisoning, which, by the way, Tylenol or acetaminophen is one of the most poisonous things you can put into your body and causes the primary cause of liver failure in the United States. But the FDA doesn't want to take it off the market. Here's the big rub right now. The FDA now is pulling N-acetylcysteine offline, off Amazon. It's also pulled zinc off. I don't know if Austin covered this with you or not, but basically Amazon contacted us, and they're not going to allow us to sell supplements on Amazon anymore because we refuse to give them proprietary information on the quality of our supplements, which are really, really the best you can make. But I'm not going to give them all of my suppliers and all my manufacturers and all my raw material people. I'm not going to give it to them. So now they're saying that we can't sell supplements, as are many other people are being refused to allow to sell supplements anymore. But now you understand, a few weeks ago I was having a really heavy chest with all of my friends, and the dog died, I could feel myself having a hard time breathing. Now you say, well, what did you do? Well, I really increased my nitric oxide levels, which are decreased by this particular compound, these spike proteins, and I started taking two scoops of HGH stimulate every single day. Now, are you making a claim that this got rid of your problem? No, not at all. I'm not making any claims. I'm just telling you I took HGH stimulate and acetylcysteine. I took two of these twice a day to make sure you drink a lot of water with that compound. And I took vitamin C, I took zinc, I took potassium iodine, and I took D3K2, and I felt within about 3 or 4 days the pressure easing off my chest. Now, I'm a pretty healthy guy. This didn't really happen to me. And also, I had this heaviness in my chest with my breathing, and I felt like I couldn't catch my breath. Well, guys, let me tell you something. You know, if that happens to you, it kind of gets your attention. That's why I did the show today. And I want you to know, I'm not making any claims on N-acetylcysteine. I'm not making any claims on HGH stimulate. I'm not making any claims on nitric oxide. But you can read the article yourself. It tells you what you need to know right there. I didn't say it. This group said it. So I'm to the point now, Doug, where I realize that the Bill Gates group, this cabalist group that runs the world through BlackRock and Vanguard, they pretty much want everybody dead. I think their stated goal is the reduction of the population down to 500 million. According to the Georgia Guidestones, which I've been there, by the way, and I've taken pictures of me standing beside the Georgia Guidestones, and they were covered in a whole bunch of graffiti because people had enough of looking at those things. The reality is this. These guys, this cabalist group that runs the world and owns 95% of the corporations in the world through Vanguard and BlackRock, they're playing for blood, and they want to reduce the population of the planet. So I'm here to tell you, they're probably going to yoke N-acetylcysteine off the market. Just give you a heads up, just like that. We've got some in stock. I don't know how much more we're going to have. I don't know how much more we can get. My supplier said that they're really running out limited on supply right now. So there you have it. But I want to come on the show and talk to you about this today. But I want to say something to your listeners. I want to give them a message of encouragement here for a second. This is really important. You know, this group of people that have done this to the Federal Reserve Bank, this group of wicked, wicked cabalist wizards, warlock, witches, weirdos that are running everything, that people like Klaus Schwab, this Nazi wannabe, this weirdo who runs around in the weirdest clothes I've ever seen, talking about how by 2030 you will own nothing and you will love it. And we're going to basically turn you guys into cyborgs, into biorobots. That group, this group that thinks that God is a hermaphrodite, they're the cabalists. They believe that God's a hermaphrodite because they believe he's a snake in a tree and his name is Einsoff, and they've even given him his own Wikipedia page in case you guys want to look it up and read about him. He's part of the Kabbalah mythology and all the stuff they put together with the ancient Canaanite religions when they wrote it down in the Zohar, and there are 10 or 12 or 14 archangels they have to pray to, by the way, simulating a sex act in order to get things done. Just thought I'd mention all this I've talked about on the show before. It's that group that runs the world. But here's what they didn't expect. Here's what they didn't expect. They've had this atavistic hatred of Jesus Christ for 2,000 years because he came and he told us in the Lord's Prayer to deliver us from the evil one. God sent him to deliver us from the evil one. So they've come upon our shores with the Federal Reserve Act. They've come upon our shores with all the stuff that they've done. They've come upon our shores with the Frankfurt School, which I've discussed in length on this show. They've done all of that. But here's the thing. We're coming upon the shores too. And we are in a really nice boat. And when we get off the boat, guess what? We're walking off the boat and standing before us, and we're carrying the cross of Christ. That's what we have. He is the author. He is the finisher. He is the perfecter of our faith. And through him, we can do all things. As long as we understand that, and we understand who and what we are in Christianity and what God did for us through Christ, through an eternal covenant with an omnipresent being, when we understand that, what we have in Jesus, these guys mean absolutely nothing to us. Because remember, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, because he is the great I am. And we need to understand that. Always have faith in Christ. Always remember this, because without Christ, we have nothing, absolutely nothing. We have no hope without Jesus, because these guys have taken over this planet, for they are the God of this age. And the Bible said, had the God of this age known what he was doing, he never would have crucified the Son of God. Why? Because Jesus stands as an eternal priest for us, as an omnipresent being, to continue to offer a sacrifice for our sins, to basically redeem us and bring us back to God Almighty. Always remember that. But I want to come on the show today. Now, I don't know how long we're going to have HGH stimulating stock or how long they're going to allow it to be sold. I don't know how long we're going to have N-acetyl or N-acetylcysteine in stock. I don't know how long these products are going to be here. I don't know. I just know my suppliers are running out. But I know we have it right now, and I want you guys to know that you need to be taking care of yourself right now, and you need to make sure that you keep your nutrient density really, really high and try to avoid people that have been recently vaccinated. We don't know how they're shedding these things. We don't know why we've got tens of thousands of women all over the country having periods at the age of 50, 60, 70, long after they came out of menopause. We don't understand why women aren't having their periods. We don't understand any of this stuff and why they're doing this. All we know is this, that our God is able and he can deliver us from all of this stuff. But I'm going to turn the show back over to Austin today. But I just want to come on today and let you guys know that today is the day the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. Doug, you have any questions for me before I run off here and let Austin take over the show?
Okay, so the two products, HGH stimulant, right? That's number one.
That helps to bring up nitric oxide levels, helps to bring up O2 levels, right. And the N-acetylcysteine, according to this study, I'm not making any claims, helps to repair lung tissue from spike protein damage. So those two products, and now I also take D3K2, I also take basically potassium iodide, I also take vitamin C, and I also take zinc. because zinc has been shown to help stop replication of viral phages. But this is not a virus with what's happening here. This spike protein is going in and damaging the tissue. I hope Eric will go ahead and post that article that I pulled up and I sent you guys on your show, on your show notes, and on your website.
We will.
Because I'm not making any claims. I'm just telling you what this article is saying. This nitric oxide affects vascular tone, insulin secretion, airway tone, peristalsis, libido, and vascular integrity. And I can also tell you that my friends, my family, whose dog died and how sick they all got, dog's dead. He's still dead. And he died of sepsis. So, guys, it's really, really, really important that you eat clean. This is not the time to be living on junk food and sugar. This is that. That time's long gone. Eat healthy right now. It's super, super important. And again, I'm not making any claims on N-acetylcysteine. I'm not making any claims on HCH stimulate or nitric oxide. I'm just saying that I take those every single day to help to maintain proper vascular integrity and support. That's all I'm saying. Austin, what do you want to do? Your turn.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate it. And Ted, we'll be in touch. I'm going to be ordering a pallet each, I think, of the HGH stimulus.
I'm going to go ahead and send you, you and Eric, I'm going to send you one of each of these today. My compliments to you guys.
Wow.
I love you guys. And by the way, I pray for you guys all the time, and I pray for all of your listeners all the time. You guys are absolutely awesome.
Well, we love you guys, your family, your show. It's just tremendous, folks. Ted Brower, thank you, Ted. I'm going to let you run. Ted Brower, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. And they do so much to keep us on the air. And we work together, and Ted's a good friend of mine, Austin. I mean, the entire family. So, you know what, folks? To those people who say, hey, where's Ted? It's Ted. You know, there he is. And I'm glad he came on to talk about that because, Eric the Tech, I think I'm going to be taking both of those and see if I can get rid of whatever remnants of this creepy crud I have. So, anyway. Yes, great stuff. And by the way, folks, if you do nothing else, go to healthmasters.com today. And the links to both of those products will be under the Health Masters banner. You can, like yesterday's show, you can see Health Masters. But underneath that, I will put a direct link to those two products that he mentioned. Because I'm not sure how to spell that second one. Okay, so that way you've got direct links to them, but healthmasters.com, always a link on our episode page. That's healthmasters.com. So, Austin, how are you, sir?
I am blessed, my friend, and I just talked to Ted as well and made sure we're going to have the Doug 5 coupon active as well, and I went ahead and put the N-acetylcysteine on the front page of the website so people can look at it and read about it and kind of get a little bit of understanding, because that research study that he was just talking about, that just got released March 31st this year. So it's been relatively new knowledge that we have now found out about this. And what he was going into detail with is that this research study is not necessarily looking at just COVID virus. It's looking at the S protein or the spike glycoprotein, which they basically replicated in this injection. That's what a lot of people are failing to realize. This injection they are giving you causes you to start producing these. That's why I said this for months, and people have failed to understand this. It makes you become a pathogen manufacturing site. You actually start producing this. This is why we're starting to see so many people get sick that have been around other people that haven't been vaccinated, in my opinion. Now, of course, a lot of people are trying to argue this now. The mainstream media, Fauci, they're all saying that this is impossible. It can't be done. But as we're starting to see now, there's definitely some type of correlation and effect with injecting this into people and causing them to become these manufacturing sites. I don't think for one second that it's coincidental either that you're seeing thousands and thousands of people that have been injected with this experimental shot are then all of a sudden coming down positive for COVID. There was even in the Bay Area in Florida, there was a report on it last week, I think. They were saying that there was over 1,000 people now that had basically been going to the hospital that tested positive for COVID, even though they had the shot. Yes, not that they're catching the virus out in the wild. It's that their body's producing a spike protein that's triggering the test when they test it because they are infected with a spike protein. So this is strange stuff we're dealing with. This is some really, really weird scientific creation these guys have cooked up in the back room. So it's just important that everybody understands what we're working with so you have the best knowledge to combat with what's happening right now.
Man, okay. You know, I think back, we did a show Friday, 2 weeks ago today, and I had a sore throat. I started with a kind of a sore throat and stuff. And by Sunday, I like to say I was seeing monkeys. Okay. I mean, I was down. I was really down, and it was like a really bad chest cold. Now I think back to that time, and I keep a pretty detailed journal, and it was within 36 hours prior to that Friday. I had a meet with someone who received the Fauci jab, okay? Now, I'm not saying, look, I don't know. I just don't know. And they received it with that same week, so it was kind of fresh, if you will. I don't know if that makes a difference. There's something not right here with this. And especially, and I showed a clip on the first hour, Warren Wilhelm or Bill de Blasio, that socialist from New York, you know, eating French fries and hamburger and saying, hey, you get a jab and you get a free hamburger and fries. Okay. I mean, insane stuff. Okay. DeWine out of Ohio, insanity. You know, incentives to get the jab. So
lottery.
Yeah, exactly. When have we ever seen anything like this?
We haven't, Doug. And that's the troubling part about this is that there's so many question marks with no answers. And when you ask the questions, you're automatically deemed a vaccine denier or an anti-vaxxer or a conspiracy theorist for simply asking a question. We're not coming up with some off-the-wall lunatic request or questions. We're having legitimate concerns from real-life experience that a lot of people are having. This almost everybody I know has had the exact same story you have had that I've known that has gotten sick. They've been around somebody, direct, like pretty direct contact with somebody that's been shot, you know, as far as with this jab recently. So this is not coincidental anymore. This isn't, okay, I caught a cold, I could have gotten it from somewhere. No, this is... you were here, you're around this person, you had direct contact with them, and it's the exact same thing. Within 2 to 4 days, you're coming down with something gnarly. And what's interesting about this is, you know, we saw that hydroxychloroquine was working great. What'd they do with that in June of last year? Who said can't use it anymore? The doctors that promoted it got completely shunned and outcast. Someone lost their medical license. What did we talk about with the vitamin C intravenously? Can't talk about it. Not a good treatment. Every time there was a natural treatment or even pharmaceutical treatment that was effective, they immediately shunned it and said, no, that doesn't work. Now, the weird part about it to me, and this is just me using some deductive reasoning, and now I understand why, and I'll tell you in a second one thing I found out yesterday. If you see even the remote possibility of a positive impact of intravenous vitamin C or hydroxychloroquine, you have somebody that's on death's door, sick as a dog, what's the worst thing you give them? Vitamin C and hydroxychloroquine, and at the top of that list, because there's hardly any negative side effects from it. Why would you not want to try the least invasive, safest, possibly effective treatment for somebody that's dying? Why would you sit there and go, you can't talk about this, you can't bring it up, we're pulling it off Amazon, you can't talk about it online, Facebook, no, we're shoving all that. Remember, Facebook and Instagram last year, they stopped all discussions of natural treatment of COVID. The reason why I found out now, therapeutic and prophylactic for coronaviruses was completely and totally halted, like hydroxychloroquine last year. Previously approved, suddenly in 2020, were banned, all because, according to the FDA, rules only when there are no alternative therapeutics Can untested experimental vaccines be cleared for emergency use authorization? The only way the FDA can emergency authorize an experimental shot to go out into the general populace, there has to be no known therapeutic options available whatsoever. That is why they blocked all these different options. That is why Amazon has now pulled off N-acetylcysteine, even though N-acetylcysteine is classified as a drug and a natural nutraceutical. It was classified as a drug in 1985, and it's been on the health market as well since then, over 30 years. It's primarily used in the hospitals to treat acetaminophen or Tylenol overdose because of what it does to the glutathione in the body as a free radical scavenger and helps the liver rebuild. N-acetylcysteine is an incredibly effective product. I've known about it for years. I had no idea until the research study that just came out a little over a month ago that Ted referred to what it actually does when the body becomes infected with the spike protein. So ironically enough, what's the first thing Amazon and all the big globalist companies do? Gotta drop it. FDA said they're questioning it now. They're questioning it. It's been a natural supplement for over 35 years, and now out of nowhere, once this research study comes out, they're dropping the hammer on N-acetylcysteine. Again, more question marks than answers, and nobody wants to address it. Once this thing, this therapeutic experimental gene editing shot was emergency authorized used for, you know, to go out in general populace, people don't realize on the excerpt, if you look at the actual paperwork, on the emergency use form, it specifically states this is an investigational vaccine not licensed for any indication. They require all promotional material relating to the COVID-19 vaccine, clearly and conspicuously stating that this product has not been approved or licensed by the FDA, but has been authorized for emergency use only by the FDA. Now think about that for a second. Why do they have to put on there that this is an investigational vaccine not licensed for any indication? But yet now we have the bumbling buffoon, whoever writes his tweets for him, they got him to send out that you either get a shot that's experimental or you wear a mask. Those are your only choices. You have an ultimatum, peasant. You either do what we tell you to do or you continue to wear a face diaper the rest of your life. I was shocked when I saw the brashness, the disrespect, the unconstitutional threat. That was a veiled threat, by the way, that he put out on Twitter, which, by the way, I don't even believe he put out there. He's so senile. He either stole a cell phone when he crawled out of the nursing home in the White House or somebody tweeted it out for him. But the fact that they went that far to basically give the American populace an ultimatum, then he gets on television last night. He goes, listen, the people that have been vaccinated, they've earned their rights back, and they don't have to wear a mask now. He said that last night. They've earned their rights back. Well, I don't ever remember giving my rights up, bumbling buffoon Biden. I don't ever remember you having the right to make me earn anything. This is America. We're free men. We don't ask permission to walk around without a mask. We don't ask permission to breathe fresh air. We don't ask permission to travel freely. But for some odd reason, consent has been the most effective tool for these globalist boys in this COVID debacle, because so many people have said, you know what, it's just easier to go along to get along. I don't want any problems with it. And now, obviously, there's an issue going on with this injection rate. They have not got enough people injected with this sludge yet, because they would not be having to put such an aggressive propaganda pain like they're doing now, which should make you question even more why they want everybody to get this shot so bad. Doug, what do you think?
Exactly what you said. You know, and excuse me, you caught me taking a drink there. I look at this. And I look at what the government is doing, and I look at the media propaganda campaign about vaccine hesitancy. That phrase, just like conspiracy theory or fake news, these are trigger phrases, I believe. So yes, at this point, I'm going to say there's something horribly nefarious going on. And I believe, and also Dr. Fauci or Anthony Fauci, the garden gnome, you know, him being grilled about the, by Rand Paul, which I was glad to see, although nothing's, you know, going to be really become of it. But I was glad to see Fauci being pinned against the wall verbally about his, financing through the NIH to, Dr. Barrick and Peter Daszak through Echo Alliance, Echo Health Alliance, to create, what we're seeing. And the 200 scientists that came out and said, hey, wait a second, you know, there's a problem here. And Fauci essentially perjured himself in front of Congress. So all that, I said all that to say, yeah, there's something horribly wrong here. And I think this is part, what your dad said about depopulation. I think they've pulled out the stops and are saying, okay, we're going to, you know, we lost a period of time, you know, 4 years, maybe even five, you know, so we're going to have to make it up. And, so let's pull out the stops. And I think that's what we're seeing, but the level of delusion, would you call it delusion among people? You know, I don't get it. I watch the forums, various forums, and especially the socialist forums. They're out there. Okay. Everyone's saying, I'm going to still wear my mask, and I'm going to, even after I get the vaccination, I'm going to be wearing a mask because, you know, you can't tell who isn't vaccinated. And, where everyone should require some sort of vaccine ID or inoculation ID and make it digital because that way they can't fake it. So I'm watching this, you know, all of this. I said all of that because it seems like there's a lot of things kind of, there's this confluence of events here that's taking place. And, I don't think it's by accident. I think it's by design. So.
100%. Yeah, I mean, and then, you know, and Fauci, I saw, came out today and basically said now that children, because the vaccine hasn't been fully approved for kids under 12 yet for emergency use, that children still need to wear masks when they play with their friends. I mean, this guy is one sick, sick individual. These kids have a 99.9997% survival rate with COVID. There's never even been any legitimate showing that kids are spreading this, period, at all. But yet, they still need to wear a mask. Here in Polk County, we're fighting with these guys tooth and nail. The Polk County school boards are a bunch of stinking communists we have now found out down here. I mean, true, trained Marxists. They are now so bent on making sure. Remember, we're in Florida. The governor has said that there are no state or county mandates anymore in place. He signed an executive order. I talked about that last week. Yep. They cannot, no county can come in, no state can come in and start fining businesses for not having restrictions anymore. Florida is 100% wide open. Governor DeSantis then came out yesterday and said that anybody that has been charged with a crime or fined or arrested or anything for a COVID violation over the past 14 months is now going to be pardoned. They're going through all that right now. And even on top of that, he came out and said, listen, kids do not need to be wearing masks in the fall. Kids need to be kids. There's absolutely zero evidence we've seen any transmission spikes among children, even in schools. This is nonsense. The school board now in Polk County, now granted the private schools, you know, Lakeland Christian, Southeastern, a lot of the private schools have now already said we're done with masks, period. But the public school system, they are now trying to write into the code of conduct that children in the public school system must wear face coverings at all times. The code of conduct, meaning it is going to be essentially viewed as a uniform or a requirement to be in school. You're going to need to have your backpack and your books and your iPad, and you need to have your face covering to show up to class every day. If not, you're going to need to do virtual learning. This is getting the template set up for what we can already see happening. They're going to come in and say, you have to take a shot if you're a kid. You have to get this experimental gene editing shot at 5, 6, 7 years old. It's never even had a controlled clinical study. The one that Pfizer just did had zero control group. Every person, every child in the group got the hard injection. There was no placebo group. So there was no clinical way to find out a statistical probability of whether or not this shot had negative side effects or not on kids. There's no variation. That's what they already did now on this. So now they're going to come in. Now I can guarantee you any amount of money. In the fall, they're going to come in and say, listen, if your kids had their shot, they don't have to wear a mask. These Marxists, these communists make me so stinking mad. And the problem is the school board systems have become so corrupt now. They're very difficult to get anything done because these people have found once they get voted in and because they get pretty much endless cash from the taxpayers via the property taxes that are stolen from us, they pretty much now have gotten themselves on this big high mountain and they're going, listen, we can do whatever we want. If we want to traumatize these kids, if we want to psychologically damage these kids, if we want to reduce their oxygen uptake, if we want to hurt them long term, we can make them wear a mask forever. Because we're Marxist and that's what we do. We absolutely loathe anything that's positive. And it's really troubling to me to see this, Doug. And so again, as we continue to encourage everybody, it's so important to do everything on a base level right now. Because obviously, from the federal standpoint, we're not going to do much of anything. They stole the election. Nobody's going to do anything about it. Nobody wants to talk about what's been going on in Arizona with the audit out there. Every time something comes up, they completely twist it, distort it. There's no election fraud. Nothing happened here. I don't even know why they're doing this. And the funny part about it is they don't even want to release half the information. I was told they had a subpoena to get a bunch of the information, and they basically said that it would compromise law enforcement if they gave them their Wi-Fi server information as far as it came out back in January or back in November. So if there's so much shadiness going on out there, it's very clear that something happened that was not legitimate. That's very clear.
You know, I've been following the very, very close, the audit in Maricopa County, Arizona, 2.1 million ballots. There was at least right now what they found, 17.5%, interesting number, by the way, discrepancy in terms of number of ballots per batch. Okay, so in other words, if batch says, well, there's 200 ballots here in this batch, there's actually like 167 or something like that, for example. That was one. And what you said, too, the letter, too, from Karen Fan, the president of the state senate, was sent to the board of supervisors. And isn't it interesting, too, the board of supervisors, who are they lawyering up with but Perkins Coie lawyers, you know, the globalist lawyers, of course, who I'm just going to put a period there. I don't need them crawling up my back end, you know, any more than I've got lawyers crawling up my back end now. So there's that. There's Antrim County, which they've discovered that there's some severe irregularities. That's in Wisconsin or Michigan. There's things happening in Wisconsin as well, Pennsylvania, Georgia. So I think Maricopa County and then Georgia. But yes, you're right. It's interesting that you've got the majority of supervisors in Maricopa County are Republican. No, Republican, right? Along with the Secretary of State and Governor in Arizona. And they're fighting everyone's supposed to be on the same side politically, but they're not. And they're fighting against the information. And the letter by Karen Fan was just, that was sent yesterday, I think it was just absolutely brutal. And no small thing, naming three areas of concern. And they were big areas. So I'm convinced, I am absolutely convinced that we had a coup on November 3rd by the deep state. And anything becomes of this, at least hopefully the American people will be told the truth from these forensic audits. And by the way, I heard Anderson Cooper. It was somebody on MSNBC, and I apologize, I don't know who it was, talking about the UV lights looking for bamboo in Asian paper. What a bunch of crock. Okay, that was a leftist talking point. It had nothing to do with reality whatsoever. So anyway, I'm going to shut up now because the words keep just falling and dropping out of my mouth. I can't make me stop. Am I still talking? Go ahead. You get the idea. You get the idea.
There's absolutely some extreme shadiness that went on. And after we saw what all happened, and then we saw the absolute push by Homeland Security doing what they did from January 6th, it gave everybody more clear indication that they've been trying to hide something and penalize anybody that was involved in what was happening as far as standing up for our rights. What's also interesting now, too, is we're seeing more and more, I've talked about this repeatedly, Homeland Security now is pretty much using third-party groups. We talked about this on our show last week now, and they've gotten the green light to do so, to come in and actually investigate and portray fake accounts on social media and try to order to entrap you, essentially, to contact you, to send you direct messages, to email you, and try to get you to say something in order to entrap you so that they can say, oh, this is a domestic terrorist. We got to investigate him. We need a search warrant now. This is why I've repeatedly told people, do not run your mouth wildly on social media. Don't be going on and flapping out paragraphs and stuff and talking about how you're going to do this and you're going to do that. This happened and that happened. Don't do it. Social media is not the place. You have a direct conflict with somebody in person, make them look you dead in the eye and have basically a debate with them. But this whole online talking, people have gotten way too accustomed to talking wildly online because a lot of these people now, nobody, they've been hit in the face before. You know, back in the day, none of us ever ran our mouths very much. You may a little bit when you're younger, but you found out real quick, all of a sudden you're popping off in the mouth, somebody punches you right in the nose, you end up getting in a fist fight. Doesn't matter if you beat them up, they beat you up. The point of the story was, at the end of the day, you realize, you know what? You just got that little bit of extra pause when people were running their mouth. And I mean, I know when I was younger, I was in multiple fights all the time. I had zero tolerance for that after a while. I couldn't stand it when kids started that crap. You're a teenager and everybody's going, yap, 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 yap. And I'll tell you what, the first time they get hit in the face, they never yap, yap, yap anymore. And they're threatening you and running their mouth and talking crap. The problem is we've lost that. The generation now, everybody's basically a bunch of slack-jawed pansies. Nobody wants to have a direct conflict anymore. Everybody's a keyboard warrior. Nobody, you see people in person, they've been talking. I've had this happen to me where there's been events that have occurred where I've been on social media and people have been just running their mouth, talking big game smack. And I'm just like, okay, man, well, you have a great day. Enjoy yourself. I leave it at that. And then I run into them in person. And all of a sudden it's like, hey, man, what was that all about? They go, oh, man, I was just joking. I wasn't. That wasn't funny to me. I'm not joking now. I mean, what are we squaring up? What are we doing with this? And that's the problem now. So be very, very cautious. Be very vigilant when you're online and don't be running your mouth. Because remember, all it takes is one click of a button. You screenshot somebody's comment. Boom. They can send it to police. They can send it anywhere they want. Heck, Homeland Security now, apparently they love to spy on anybody. If you're a Hispanic, black, or white patriot American and you love God and you love your country, they're going to make sure they try to find out anything about you and try to trip you up on something. So be very, very careful with that. And so this is something also, too, in other news that I saw just yesterday that I thought was really actually funny, but it goes to show you the clownery that has occurred with this insane amount of free money that they've been giving to everybody. Everybody knows pretty much that there's been this federal and state addition to unemployment benefits to the point now a lot of people are getting $600 a week unemployment, and in some cases even more if they file for other support, housing support, food support, and so forth. And just rain in free money. You know what I mean? $30,000, $35,000, $40,000 a year to be unemployed. They have no incentive. Hence why the job reports came out. They're abysmal. Hence why we have 8 million open job vacancies that are open, ready to hire immediately right now in the United States. Well, DeSantis and a lot of the individuals down here in Florida have had enough of this. Florida has been crazy because we're wide open, a wide open state. And in just about any business you go to, they'll have signs outside, they'll have signs in the window, they'll have signs out by the road, you know, basically now hiring, management positions open, multiple positions open. Everybody's trying to get people to work. And I don't know what everybody's doing because everybody still seems to be driving around down here, but nobody seems to be working. And so DeSantis came out and they basically removed, they now said, in the last 5 days now, they're reinstating the unemployment benefit rules, which require that if you are getting unemployment, you are required to apply for at least 5 jobs per week, or 1 job a day, essentially, in order to maintain unemployment benefits. And you have to go and show them your applications. Well, you remember when all this stuff started with COVID, pretty much all restrictions of unemployment stopped. I mean, it didn't matter. It was like, we're doing this because people are having to stop working. Here's free money. Take it. Do whatever you want, basically. Sit at home and eat Doritos all day and watch soap operas. We don't care. Well, what's happened is now Florida's trying to open back up. And it's funny, they were interviewing Buddy Foy Jr., who's a restaurant owner. And he said this governor's order this week was like fairy dust on the jobs in the United States. He said for the last 5 months, he said he literally cannot get his phone to ring. Job ads in the paper, online, on Facebook, everywhere he's trying to put job ads out because he's so backed up and needs workers. Doesn't get a phone call. He said in the last 5 days since Governor DeSantis signed this order, he cannot keep up with the applications that are coming in and the phone calls he's getting all day long. Everybody's applying for positions now because people realize the gig's up. Nobody just gets to sit around anymore and get $2,400 a month for breathing air. They actually have to start producing something and working for something now. Again, this is really going to help benefit Florida and really bring us back to where we need to be. And so I hope we can continually now get everything running and get rid of these masks. The masks are the last thing down here in Florida. Governor DeSantis has already banned COVID passports. He's pretty much already told Norwegian Cruise Lines they can go pound salt because they wanted to mandate a vaccine passport. Yep. And pretty much removed all COVID restrictions. So we're coming back. Florida's coming back with a vengeance now. Now we got to do is get these stinking school board communists under control and make them realize they got voted in because of us. I can tell you right now, the next school board election, it is going to be a bloodbath at the ballot box because we're going to make sure every single one of these stinking communists get voted out right now if they don't try to get recalled right now. There's a lot of anger down here in Polk County with what these clowns are doing to these poor children. So again, you got to get involved directly in your city, your county, and your state right now and do the best you can because it is up to us right now. Nobody's coming to save us. And obviously, the bumbling buffoon in office with his comments he made yesterday made it very clear they are going to try to keep pushing this narrative until we take back our rights that were stolen from us, Doug.
Boy, you said so much there. You're exactly correct. And by the way, I believe the school boards right now, I think that's ground zero for the local battles that need to be fought because obviously our children, I mean, our children are in peril at this point. So school boards are extremely important. We have to get rid of critical race theory teaching. We have to get rid of all that transgender stuff, and we have to start getting back to school, no masks. Let the children be children. I mean, stop the trauma of the masks. I just can't believe what I've seen when I see children wearing masks. It blows my mind that parents would, you know, muzzle their children like that. But,
we're too late.
Too late, you mean?
With the vaccine centers opening up in the schools and all these kids getting vaccine.
Yeah, there's a big push, you know, obviously, you know, but it's never too late, though.
No, I'm just saying for that portion, like,
well,
can't do anything about that right now.
No, that's true. But what you mentioned about unemployment, too, what blew my mind is I read an article by, I believe it was, let me just see here. I think it was the Foundation for Economic Education. I'm fairly certain. Did you know that 25%, upwards of 25% of all money in circulation was printed? 25% of all money in circulation was printed in since January of 2020. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. That doesn't surprise me, okay, though.
I hope I said that correctly, which is why inflation is at an all-time 12-year high, which is why the prices have skyrocketed on certain things, and the Bureau of Labor and Statistics numbers are showing some abysmal readings. So, yes, you're absolutely correct in all this. But I want to get back to one thing that you said. I think that we do need to have a cleansing. And you know, again, forgive me for if I've repeated myself on this, but I think we need a good old dust up, a fight. I mean, really, I think we need to take to the streets and demand change. Not keyboard warriors, but actually physically, you know, finish what we started. I want to be careful. I'm not advocating violence, but you know what? What else do we have? What other choices do we have?
Well, we have, everybody's got to start getting more aggressive, and not just from a stance of trying to, you know, go out and say, intimidate people or start fights. I never encourage anybody to start fights, but we already had the fight started. Yes. So we got to go out and stand for this and say, listen, this is it. I'm done. We're not complying with this anymore. The sad part about it is I've seen so many people that I really thought would be pretty, you know, pretty staunch, aggressive individuals have complied with so much, just like, you know what? It's not a big deal. It's just a mask. Well, now it's just a shot, an experimental gene editing shot. Oh, and then it's not just a shot. Then it's a vaccine passport permission slip for your order for you to go to the store. They've already started out in California. They've started the wristband vaccine passport scanners. Talked about that last week. They've got these little barcode wristed, you know, bracelets that basically you put on your wrist and you can scan it to show that you're basically vaccinated. So you can show everybody what a good virtue signal you are. Now, of course, they're saying it right now, it's not required for anywhere. And I looked at it and went, they're selling vaccine passport bracelets, but they're not requiring them. So it's totally nothing. What do you think they're doing them for? That's exactly what they're going to start setting everything up. And it's ironic to me, as I've seen even Christians that have been so complacent in what's going on right now. And I've had people argue with me. And they're like, well, this isn't the mark of the beast. And I said, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I think you're going to kind of realize what it is when it gets here. And then you kind of take a step back and you go, okay, well, wait a minute. They're telling you, you've got to get injected with an experimental gene editing shot that they have no idea what it's going to do to you. This is an experiment until 2023, from what I've been told now. This is experimental. This is using the entire country as a petri dish to experiment and see what this is going to do. We know that they're injecting these spike proteins as far as into everybody. We've now seen a lot of the videos with the magnet test, with people that basically have taken magnets and the arm, the shoulder they get injected with, they put a magnet up to the injection site and it sticks to their arm, sticks to their shoulder. I mean, straight sticks to it. They put the magnet on their other shoulder that hasn't been injected. Magnet falls right off. I've seen like 30 of those videos now, and I even talked to somebody that tried it. They said it's very, very accurate. You put a little light magnet on your shoulder on the injection site, it sticks to you. Sticks. Doesn't fall off. Sticks to you. You go on the other side of the shoulder, other shoulder hadn't been shot, just falls.
What does that tell you, though? I mean, you're a smart guy, and you're in the health business. What does that tell you? Because I don't know what to make of it.
That means there's something in the shot. There's some type. Now, of course, they say, well, you know, there's a little bit of aluminum dioxide or another, you know, metal in it. Okay, in order for it to basically be magnetic means it has to have something that's basically, you know, has a magnetic response to it. So what's in this stuff? Why does Pfizer's shot have to be kept at negative 92 degrees below zero before they thaw it for 5 minutes before they inject you with it? Everybody still wants to just ignore that and pretend like that's just not a big deal. I don't know, Doug. I don't know what the heck it means because I've never seen anything like this before in my life. And the fact that people are getting it means it's doing something to everybody with the amount of people that are getting sick. I just had a friend come in here earlier, buy a bunch of supplements, and he went by the clinic because he ended up getting a boil on his head. He wears a hat a lot. So he was going in there, just talking real quick. And he said he was in there, and three separate unrelated people came in there while he was sitting there waiting, who were all complaining about side effects, and they had just gotten the shot that day. So one of them came in and said they were having shortness of breath and chest pains. Another one came in and said they were super lightheaded and they were feeling nauseous. Another one came in and said they were having chest pains as well. all separate after they got shot. So obviously this is doing something to you that's not healthy. I think everybody can agree on that. Well, if we're taking it to the next level, we're saying now we're going to make people start wearing wristbands. You're going to start scanning the wristband when you get up to the checkout line or when you go into the store. Aren't we kind of the point now where we're getting eerily close to you cannot buy or sell unless you have the mark on your wrist? I mean, it doesn't get much closer than this, guys. Okay. I mean, we're right on the precipice of this, but yet so many Christians are sitting around, they're going, well, now this isn't it. You'll know when it's it. You'll know when it's it. Well, I'm telling you right now, there's something very sinister about what's happening here. If it was so effective, if it was such a good, safe, healthy shot, you wouldn't have to convince people to take it. People will be standing in line saying, dude, I got to get this. It's so safe. It's so healthy. You can never get COVID again, dude.
Right.
Huge percentage of people that are getting the shot are getting COVID or some sort of it. Ask yourself, what are they really doing? Keep your immune system strong. Stay away from this clownery and continue to stand up for the fight that we're in the middle of right now, Doug.
And folks, by all means, one of the best things you can do for yourselves, and I'm telling you this right now, healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. Please go there. Doug5 is the coupon code. I take the nutritional supplements. I will tell you what, I will be taking the HGH stimulant as well as the other product mentioned that I cannot pronounce. The links will be in the program description box, both to Health Masters as well as the two products. But folks, do yourself a favor. Get your immune system built up. And, I love the B, I love the C, I can really feel a difference when I take them. And I would bet this, if I wasn't on a regimen, the daily regimen of, Health Masters, nutritional supplements, whatever I got a couple of weeks ago that really turned me upside down, and I don't get sick. I said last week or 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I haven't been sick in a long time. I mean, I can't remember the last time. And this, wow, you know, so, yeah, the spike issue you talked about, all of this. Yeah, but healthmasters.com, folks, please do yourself a favor. Get that. Go there and shop. And, oh, while you're doing that, you heard Ted. You're listening to Austin. Make sure you download their latest show right there on the upper right-hand corner of the website, Ted and Austin Brower Show. And you can also get the archives as well. So it's right there and right there. You can see it on the top right there. Monday through Friday, an hour of information download per day. It's fantastic. And I listen to it every day. So, we have about, about 3 minutes left, I guess. I'm going to turn it over to you, sir.
I just encourage everybody to keep doing your research and asking questions. And that's one of the biggest things we can do right now. Keep asking questions. They're doing everything they can to try to suppress truth. There's a reason why. Tyrants want to suppress truth. People that don't want you to know the truth try to suppress truth. Free thinkers, people that are awake, they don't care about the truth being out there because it's simply that. It's the truth. And be sure to check out, you know, the article that Ted talked earlier at the beginning of the show, the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein impairs endothelial function via downregulation of ACE2. I know that sounds complicated from a science standpoint, but this is a very important article to realize what's happening. We put it on the website. And so you can check it out. Very hard to find now. I've been able to find it online anymore from Circulation Research. But be aware and understand that this is an information war for truth right now. They want everybody dumbed down and compliant. They want everybody to mindlessly follow orders. This is not an option we can tolerate at all under any circumstances in this country. We have to continue to stand up for truth. Even if you don't like the truth, even if you don't want to hear the truth is the truth, and we have to get it out there. So thank you again for supporting Health Masters. Thank you for supporting small businesses. Thank you for supporting us radio show hosts like the Hagman Report. And like I said, be sure to check out the website. The Magnesium Brain Foods also on sale right now, products of the week, are at the top summer sale. So check those out on the website. But again, thank you for standing up for our rights, because every time one of us stands up, it sets an example. And the more we can come together, the more we can stay awake, the more we can wake more people up, the better off we can continue to do this, Doug, and really start to bring truth and change to everything.
Amen, brother. Very well stated, very well spoken. I appreciate your how articulate you are and how accurate you are with your information. Thank you so very much, Austin. I appreciate you. All right. And God bless Austin, and God bless Ted and the entire family and the entire business, healthmasters.com. What a great crew. Folks, again, 8 p.m. Eastern Sunday, the Patreon meeting. It's at 8 p.m. Eastern this Sunday. May God bless each and every one of you. Have a great weekend.